views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Wednesday, February 11th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. The numbers to call me today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the Family Island, the number is actually 242-357-20. And if you decide to text me on the text line, of course you could dial or text 422-GR96, which is 422-4796, and that's the standard text rate supply for the BTC powered text line. Today's Wednesday. That means we're going to have a open line Wednesday. That means you can call in and talk about whatever you see that is trending in the media and also on social media. And as usual, I always have one or two things that I want to discuss in the meantime, but I'm hoping to entertain what you want to discuss, and hopefully I have an opinion and I can explain, engage you whilst we're doing that. In studio, I actually have a blogger, a social media blogger, Mr. Quentin Munnings. He has a nice following on social media, and I decided to have him join in studio to have a conversation with me as I start my show. Welcome, Quentin.
Welcome, CA. Thank you. Thank you for welcoming me. I appreciate being here. I know it's such a short notice, but I am ready. I am prepared, and I'm looking forward to whatever. So we can have a great time this morning. We can have a great time.
Yes. I see someone text me already, said they want to talk about the orange economy. Yeah, but tell me what about the orange economy you want to talk about. But let me get the program started with a blog by Facebook social media's bloggers. His name is, I think I took a picture of that. His name is Alex Andre. And he wrote something on the Bahamas, and I said, this needs to be shared, this needs to be discussed, this needs to be have some conversation. So I shall read that, right, and invite you to come in and participate on the conversation, right? His blog post is entitled, his blog post is entitled Unpopular Opinions. Unpopular Opinion says Bahamians are severely undertaxed. After I read that, I stopped reading from then.
Right? Undertaxed. That's original.
But that's how it starts. It says Bahamians are severely undertaxed. We do not generate enough revenue to cover existing expenditures as it is, and borrowed extensively to make up. A $25 million per year travel budget is egregious. Islands without economies should be phased out. That shocked me too. What do you mean islands without economies should be phased out? That's something that needs to be discussed. It has been brought up by a number of politicians in the past where they said perhaps places like Rumkey, perhaps places like Mayaguana needs to be, in my words, evacuated and closed down altogether until economy has started there. But continuing the post, islands without economies should be phased out. We can't continue building / maintaining schools, roads, clinics, power stations for 20 people on an island. The civil service is too large and inefficient. Automate most functions and cut half of them at least. NIB should not be a slush fund for bad government investments. NIB has way too much and way too many staff. The ceiling should be removed. Pay a percentage of what you earn. And I think that's the NIB tax he's talking about. We need income and corporate tax. And custom duties should be eliminated. It is also insane for business license fees to be calculated on turnover alone. Foreigners should not be able to buy up so much real property. Implement a sugar tax. Limit the number of cars on the streets. Start with a limit of 2 vehicles per household. Nationalize the bus system. It should be a function of the state or city with drivers on a set salary. Sell bus cards and passes. Discourage cash payment by charging more for cash rides. Put the system on a schedule. Introduce ride sharing. The taxi system doesn't serve the public. Implement a fine for having a nasty looking yard or home. This should be handled by a local government regime. Throw the book at litterers and indiscriminate dumpers. It is literally someone's job to make sure buildings are safe and not falling to bits. Fire the person and put someone there that will do the work. License contractors penalize shoddy work civilly and criminally. Too many reports of horrors. Government is failing to protect the public. Bring in foreign police on a 5-year contract to clean up the force and to enforce the law without favor. Our courts are way too inefficient. Impose rules to whip it into shape. Deal with corruption severely. Term limits for top politicians. If you need 30 years to accomplish your goals, then we need someone else who can do it in 10 years. Civil liability for mothers who lie about paternity tests. Fathers must be made to take care of their children. $30 a week ain't it either. I'm not sure if women could like being sued for paternity. But anyway, pro tip. We also have the choice to not have children if we can't or do not want to support them. But if you do have them, you're going to work to support them all. Heard stories of certain men having 20-plus children all over the place. I ain't telling you don't do it, but you got to work and to support them all. Public schools are for reasonably well-behaved children. If your child is a menace, we have to figure something else out. Totally separate church from state, right? And again, this was by the blogger Alex Andre. I thought his points were worth mentioning on a larger platform. I thought that a number of the points needed fleshing out, and I wanted the listening audience to comment on it. Will they be able to embrace such suggestions? Is the Bahamas ready for such suggestions? Can it work in the Bahamas? And I brought the blogger here, Mr. Quentin Munnings, to go through this conversation with me. And then, of course, I'm willing to entertain any other additional conversations that you wish. You can call in and mention it. I'd be happy to engage you on topics that you wish to have a conversation about. But starting this conversation, Quentin, right? The blogger, Alex Andre, said that the Bahamas is severely undertaxed. That's a broad statement, right? He said, we do not generate enough revenue to cover existing expenditure. And every day we see that the government has to borrow money for basic things now. And he's recommending that perhaps there's a time now to change our tax system, move to corporate and income tax. We've been talking about that for a while. The government recently said they're not entertaining it right now. Right, even though the IMF has recommended again and again and again, right? We know that VAT tax is policing. That it polices itself, and that the government gets their money by not doing any work. But what do you have? Do you have any commentary about the consideration of implementing a income tax, a corporate tax? Would it benefit the Bahamas? Why aren't we interested in, why isn't government trying to change the system? I think the Minister of Finance, Economics, Mr. Halkidis mentioned that it's too cumbersome at this present time and that they're not going to implement it anytime soon.
Well, I'm still seeing the blog, which you just read, and he said, and I could entertain that humor, and obviously he is not in reality. We need some type of taxation in this country. Honestly, I understand, I get that, and I don't think we're undertaxed. Bohemians are overtaxed. I think we've
paid. Other countries have more tax than us. Canada, they take about 60% of their salary.
But it goes, and you know, they're famous for their healthcare system.
Our healthcare system need money.
Yeah, we do, but I think if anybody take an actually sober look at how things are in this country and the way things are, we need and we should have been way more advanced. The family island should be way more developed than it is now. And it's sad. Honestly, it's sad.
One of the reasons they said it's not developed is there's not enough money.
Well, there's always enough money. There's always enough money.
We can borrow more money. That's why we borrow money now.
We always borrow money.
Because there's not enough money.
And it's like we're living in a totally different Bahamas. Because when you hear about persons borrowing, the government borrowing $300 million, $100 million for this and this and that, and it's like, okay, that's the reality you guys live in. What are we seeing? We to look to see where these monies are going.
The budget. Every year, the government produces a budget. Okay. And it outlines every place where the money is spent. It tells you what we borrow the money for, where the money is going. The point is, we just don't have enough money.
I don't think it's a money thing. Honestly, I think it's deeper than that, honestly.
Why you don't think the hospital doesn't need any money?
The hospital needs money. Of course.
You got to get some someplace. But education, think education needs some more money?
Of course education
needs more money. We need to tax some more to get the money. Either you tax or you borrow, and that's what the conversation is about. The way we're taxing now with the VAT system, the money is not enough. How do we get more money? We have rich people here. We have people who are making real money, and perhaps we need to move to a personal tax where more money you make, the more money you contribute.
Well, I agree with that. Are behemoths ready for that?
Make them money. Make them ready. You just tax them. What do you do? That's the law.
Well, that's true.
The government is to enforce laws.
Okay.
Okay, one another point you mentioned, right, Quentin? Islands without economies should be phased out. That bothered me because I my people from Auckland, right? The settlement where my family from, Barnacle Hill, is now defunct. It's completely closed, guttered. People left to move to Greater Horizons up north, New Providence, United States. But that settlement and a number of settlements in Auckland is slowly shutting down. I think right now, Pompey Bay, which is a popular settlement, mm-hmm. especially for the Hannah Hasty Times, has one person living there now.
I used to hear growing up a lot, you know, you always hear this. You don't hear this no more. We are a nation of 700 islands and keys. 32 is really inhabited. It's like that on a low key now. They don't even promote that as they used to. I think they should. And the nonsense about some of the islands should be old phase, I think that's just foolishness. That's nonsense. We need more behemoths moving to those islands and developing the islands and let the government stay out of their business. If a rich mega billionaire behemoth, let them develop the island.
You can develop the island now. They don't want to. You don't let them
because the government all in people's business.
I don't understand what you say.
You understand? It's like they all in your business.
Like how?
Everything. They want to know everything about you.
They need to know everything in order for you to invest. I see how it is. My point is that places like Mayor Guano, which has about 70 people, they need the government has now have to implement the infrastructure, the whole BTC, BPL, just like New Providence, and spend millions of dollars for 20 people. The people in Mayor Guana asking for a hospital, not a clinic. And they say, you can't build a hospital for 20 people and expect doctors to come down to service 20 people. Now, there's a debate on whether they may need to have a locale hospital that serves the region of like the Southwest Bahamas or one a big hospital for the Central Bahamas that people could migrate there instead of moving all the way to New Providence. But even that too needs money. And with the tax system we have, we find that we are not generating enough money to pay our bills. I ask him, perhaps places like Rumkey needs to close down until people are able to invest and want to go there. You know, every day they said, I have a cousin, Collie, who always said, you got to move back to Auckland. And I said, does Auckland have a mall? He said, no, you don't need the mall. And I said, I don't need to go there. I need a place where I can relax and I want a mall. I won't have access to the internet. Mm-hmm. I need an entity. I need a movie theater. Mm-hmm. And if it isn't there, I'm not moving.
A whole movie theater?
I tell you what I need. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what I need. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the callers right now. We're here with blogger Quentin Munnings. He's here with me as we're going through a blog post by blogger Alex Andre. He put some positions that Obama should be doing. Some of them are controversial, and then that's why we're discussing it. His open line Wednesday that we also could discuss what you want to talk about, and we'll flesh that out too. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, morning, and morning to Mr. Munnings.
Good morning.
CA, I heard you. How do you know the country isn't making enough money?
By the budget itself and the number of facilities. I said, you go to any educator, they say they need more money for the hospital.
You sure it doesn't have anything to do with the way we spend money?
Well, as you know, everything is budgeted out. I do not know how when the money is allocated to the hospital.
How much money is we spending on consultants? 58-something million.
That's still budgeted out.
No, but then what I'm saying is, my only point is, until we have a Department of Government and efficiency concept, we will never know what's going on. We have to control this spending, this wasteful spending. You know how much money we are wasting on nonsense?
Give me some example of money that we are wasting on nonsense.
This high travel expense. That's wastage.
The government claims
that after COVID, they do Zoom, they do this. They don't have to spend like that.
The government claims they travel, so they claim. They travel to network, and they have received a number of investment due to their travel. Perhaps that's what they claim. Perhaps your department the department you said you were accountability,
Department of Government and efficiency.
Perhaps that can be implemented to test whether the investment.
Any competent government will do that. That's supposed to be.
Hmm.
It's supposed to be. You have to control, and it's just they tell us to do it now in private life. Don't spend more than you're making, and that's what they teach us.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get in politics, you just spend it like drunken sailors. Come on, it's just ridiculous. Another thing, I keep saying it, CA.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be very careful on how we handle this geopolitics between the U.S. and China. We could end up becoming the biggest losers in this. China is filthy rich. The U.S. is filthy rich. You said we are not making enough money. So who is we now to be bullying and saying, oh, the deal is this and that's that and this? Who's we to be saying that? One phone call, one public policy from Donald Trump. You see how he is handling world leaders in respect to these tariffs? How many of those powerful leaders in these developed countries caught a plane and fly to Mar-a-Lago for discussion? They flew there. He didn't go to them. They came to him. Are we in the same position as Canada and some of these countries who had to bow and go? We are in no shape, so we have to be very careful with this rhetoric that we have been spreading about Trump. I heard a guest on a show called Trump a Racist.
And that's unfortunate.
That's reckless.
But our government is efficient. We have a competent foreign affairs minister in general. I haven't heard any reckless statement from our Ministry of Foreign Affairs. In fact, when the United States Embassy, the Secretary Rubio, mentioned about the Cuban doctors and it needs to be altered, our nation, as the Caribbeans, were the only ones that we will look into it. We will research and see how best we can alter the contracts. They had countries in the Lesser Antilles there who said America can't sell us anything. We need these people. But now we're seeing.
Look at that dollar as compared to our dollar.
I'm showing you now that we are efficient. We are cognizant of global impact of things, and this proves that our Prime Minister, our Minister of Foreign Affairs, are very competent and efficient in knowing what to say and what not to say.
See, I said before Dr. Sands' comment that that hospital out there is a dumb idea. Very dumb. Very dumb. I can't even expound on how dumb it is. You see, because when you're talking CA, when you're talking, we need a hospital. You agree that we need a hospital?
Yeah, man.
We need a hospital, right? But we don't need that hospital. We need a general hospital who specialize in these areas that the so-called specialty hospital will provide. And it's a three-pound situation. When you're talking healthcare, and any, I said it on the show, I'll say it again. If you're a minister of health, common sense should dictate that you need a three-pronged approach to address the healthcare issues in our country. You need a short-term goal, meaning for those persons who are in hospital as we speak now on gurney and can't see doctor waiting for operation. You need a short-term goal to deal with them. You need a medium-term goal, and you need a long-term goal. But the government decided to go with the long-term goal.
Okay.
Forget the medium. Let's go with the hospital. So what is going to happen to those persons who are on gurney and who need surgery, those who need dialysis treatment because you don't have enough machine? What is going to happen to those people in the interim?
Clever, I always appreciate your commentary. The lines are full. Everyone wanted to comment on what you said, so let me allow them space to do that. Thanks very much, Clever. I appreciate you as usual. Kermit, patch your next caller for me, please. Guiding Radio AM. Guiding Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. Let's move on to the next one. Guiding Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Blessings to you and the nation.
Blessings.
Listen, man, I want to ask a question. When did the U.S. and China start fighting? When did they become two elephants in the room fighting? When did you see any bombs flying from China to the U.S. or from the U.S. to China? Where is this fight that these Bahamian citizens are talking about? I mean, I don't understand Bahamians. Bahamians, you know, Leslie Miller is right. They had to have been born on a Saturday. You know, because I don't understand where these people have come from with these theories that they come from on national airways, and they talk more foolishness. There's no fight between China and America, because America is in debt to China for trillions of dollars, and they borrow, and everything that comes in to America comes from China. So what are we talking about? I mean, why is it that we are making issues where there's no need for us to have issues? If the ambassador, U.S. ambassador, has an opinion, he has an opinion. A common man like me have an opinion just like him. That's only his opinion. You know, we really need to relax ourselves as Bahamians and be careful as the things that we speak over our very own nations. I mean, we are dumbing down our own self because, what, America is a great state? China is a great state? Come on. We are here. We play a part in the global world just like everybody else.
Caller, I appreciate
that's
you.
That's all I want to say.
Thank you very much, caller. Let's move to the next one, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Yes, sir. Good day, sir.
Good day.
Yeah, man. Seems like the blogger is the only one there carrying my sentiments on taxation and the like.
He might be listening to you. Go ahead.
Right. You know that thing about the islands, right? Forget about the islands. I don't agree with that. But see, but look at me. Watch this now. The islands, right? The thing I don't like about the islands, right, is they have that vote have more power than the votes from the people, like the Abacos and the Grand Bahama and the Nassau's who have all the people, right? And these same islanders, everybody that have power in the family islands, that own the property in the family islands, they own Nassau. You understand me? So the family island, all them in Nassau eating. You know, so all of them, all this is the Bahamas. So my point is, why should and then you got people talking about, we gotta pay. What would the family islands, Nassau people, the Grand Bahama people, and Abaco people been paying for all the family islands infrastructure? Why they ain't paying? That's you understand what I'm saying? So you can't say we gotta pay. If they don't have it to pay, then the people who have the money should, right?
I hear you.
Right. So, and you know, this thing, you realize that the government workers, right? They got two pensions. They got health care. What about the private workers? You understand what I'm saying? And who paying for them? They need to pay the people who don't have it all. We need to pay for to go to the hospital. Poor people ain't got no money now. See, this is why we need the tax thing. You understand me? Rather than PPPNs, we should, the government should offer bonds to behemoths. These behemoths who got these money and they let them buy bonds and we ain't got to worry about no junk bond. Because we'd buy our own bonds. So we could build anything and have money for everything we need that our taxes don't not accumulated for. We need the taxes first. Deal with the tax reform first. Let the people that are making the money paying for this thing. You understand what I'm saying? And that U.S. thing and that, call them, they are belligerents, man. You ain't got to, you lying to yourself and your children that the United States is good people and they bullies and Trump is a racist, not every United
States. I'll cut you now because I know better. I don't talk on live radio or takes like that. But we have, I mean, all the lines light up, right? I just want to reiterate this point and go right back to the phone lines again. You say behemoths are severely undertaxed. We do not generate enough revenue to cover existing expenditure as it is. I'm borrowing extensively to make it up. A $25 million per year travel budget is egregious. They're talking about the travel budget again. Say islands without economies should be phased out. That's where we are now on this blog post. We cannot continue building and maintaining schools, roads, clinics, power stations for 20 people on an island. And I want to add this into the conversation. The civil service is too large and inefficient. Automate most functions and cut half of them at least. I know the unions wouldn't be happy with that. Union people need to call in and consider that. Or I know the airport is automated. I mean, you don't even have to check in. Even McDonald's now, they're cutting down staff by having these automated things. But go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Caller, you there? Let's move to the next one. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Good morning, Newry.
Good morning.
Who is your guest?
My guest is blogger Quentin Munnings.
He made a statement saying about what the government should do, and I sort of agree with him with those family islands. You made a statement saying about 20 people being there. But, CA, when you compare, if you got 20 people on the island and you don't want to have a doctor in place, but then they sign these multi-thousands of dollars a month contract just to collect garbage for those same 20 persons, you think that's balancing the money?
That's the complaint right now. Some of these island settlements may have the clothes because we cannot maintain it. How is it that we're spending millions of dollars on 20 people? I mean, they're worth it now. I'm not saying...
Listen to me.
Go ahead.
My point is this. If the government given one person on the island a garbage contract for tens of thousands of dollars a month, but they wouldn't put a doctor in place for the same 20 persons, you call it 20 persons. CA, tell me something. You say you're from Auckland, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever spent time in your adulthood life in Auckland?
No.
No, so you don't have any investment in Auckland?
No.
But just use Auckland for example. You know, is it more important for those people to have a doctor on the island or to give someone a big contract? Because, see, we all have to pay attention to the earlier caller, Duncan was saying, you know, it's waste. You have to tighten your budget. But then, you know, and then we have to not ever forget the elephant that's in the room, that's sitting in the shade. It's called, that elephant is called kickbacks. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's real all around the world, not just here. You see? So, CA, when you think about it, right? Let's just say in Long Key and Crooked Island and Auckland, you got less than six people in Long Key living there permanently. But they will not, they might as well just give them solar energy, you know what I mean? They pay in the generator, BEC running generator, 24 hours for a couple of people. That's waste. But look what they did with BPL. And I close in on this. You see what I'm saying? What they did with BPL, invite foreigners, and then now they still want to, and they still trying to get, another loan? And they still haven't gotten it sorted out? Man, tell them, stop joking, man. They need to go home.
I appreciate you,
Carl. Administration. You all have a nice day.
Thanks again. Like Paul, I always have these strong opinions, and I appreciate them. I always appreciate when you call. This text says, China and USA are in a fight. The caller is ignorant personified. Clearly, he lacks even the most rudimentary of political, economic, and foreign affairs. This person was make a point. Let's go to the caller here. Guy in Radio AM.
That's grown.
ACA, and good morning, Mr. Mullins.
Yeah, morning.
Okay. CA, like you, our families are from Acklands, Crooked Island, in fact, my town.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the development of the family islands. You do not expect people out of Nassau to go back to the family islands without infrastructure. And we have been talking about government putting in the proper infrastructure to encourage our people to move back to these islands, which in turn, I would perceive, would begin to drive local economy, also get investors to come down, do not sell land, but lease land, encourage them to go down, and get the economies on these islands going.
Look,
I understand all this money that we are borrowing, we have to pay this money back. There's no free ride here.
Okay,
we borrow money from the Chinese, trust me, they're getting something back. We borrow money from America, they're getting some back. This money has to be paid back. If you build it, they shall come. We need to depopulate Nassau, return the people with the knowledge, the talent, and the wisdom to encourage them to go back into these individual
islands. But, Delva, we need more people in New Providence.
And like C.A. Nuri said a little earlier, we are accustomed to certain things in Nassau. What if you want a theater? What if you want certain things? You have to make the family islands attractive for Nassauians to migrate. Right now, we don't want to go backward. We want to go forward.
Who from these islands would love, listen, I got family from Long Island. I can tell you, many of them don't even want to be here in Nassau. But if you were to create the environment in Long Island, if you were to create the environment in Cat Island, as the good Prime Minister
so
is doing right now with this international
airport. Are you suggesting that should create that environment? The government? Private investors? Who? Bohemian public? Who?
The government should take the start on it first.
But if the government you don't think the government may be the problem? I'm asking. I'm not pointing blame. I'm asking.
Well, let's put it like this. I mean, that's not a...
I need a problem or the solution. Solution.
Many persons believe that that successive governments have been the problem. Okay? But we have to encourage the government to take, because they're borrowing the taxpayers' money now.
Now, we don't want to stray now. The focus is, how do we get Bohemians to migrate to the family islands to get the family islands more developed?
By putting the proper infrastructure banks, putting the proper, encouraging banks to go down, encouraging our local
Do you think Nassau is overpopulated?
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
I believe that a lot of the cars that's on the street right now.
Do you think Bohemians own too much cars?
Let me hear Delavo explain his point there, Quentin.
Go ahead.
Why you think that? So you ever go west? West don't have no one.
West don't go anyone. You know why West don't have anyone like that? And compared to the east, it's because we can't afford the properties out there.
But West empty.
West may seem to be empty to a larger extent compared to the east. But we cannot afford the properties out there to that level. Many of us can't.
But who can?
Now, if we could have afforded the properties, you would have had a lot more people out west as well.
And this is the point that it's not overcrowded. I'm just saying that maybe...
Now, Nassau may not be overcrowded in terms of people, but it's overcrowded in terms of cars.
We could fix that.
The
blogger, I'm going to repeat it again, and thank you very much, Adele, I appreciate it. The blogger mentioned, Alex Andre mentioned that we have too many cars on the road. We need to mandate that only 2 cars per family.
And it's worse than that. They have persons now owning SDs.
Yeah.
And owning cars.
Stop all of that.
So they not only have like 3 and 4 vehicles, they have like 4 and 5 vehicles that they could rent out. So it's...
I live in Fox Hill. Uh-huh. We have a neighbor. Right? Whose yard has so many cars that they now park on our little parkette, you know, with how the people will swing. We can't even get to put on the park. I mention to my member of parliament all the time that the people there are now abusing the rest of the community because they have too much cars. They have 12 cars. And now they're parking on the parquet. You can't walk around the parquet. We need to have a tax for that. So, you only can have two cars.
I actually could agree on that. We need more taxation in that. To discourage people to have that amount of cars. You have 6-7 cars. What do you need all these vehicles for?
Okay, let's continue with the tax and then go to the callers to say demanding taxation without understanding taxes and our country system is dangerous. Is a dangerous proposition. Seems your caller doesn't need to understand what he is arguing for. Let's move on to this point. So we go to the callers. It said the civil service is too large and inefficient. Automate most functions and cut half of them at least. It says National Insurance Board should not be a slush fund for bad government investments. NIB has way too much staff. The ceiling should be removed. I assume that's the NIB payment. Pay a percentage of what you earn. Let's go to the callers and see what they say about that. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Newman. Good morning to your guests.
Good morning.
I like your last suggestion, CAR. There's no difference in the city where people have too many cars, they can't park in the yards, etc. All of that would have come under city ordinances that I've been talking about. The problem is, I feel as if we have too much educated people in this country to be having we need multifaceted conversations and listen to one another, even as it relates to the sustainable development goals, right?
I agree.
One was to reduce poverty, and I told everybody that it's BS. They're actually inducing poverty. So when let's look at the way the government handles our finances, right? I would really like to have a conversation with, like, I question the sagacity or the prudence of the government, right? As it relates to that. The text, I'm glad you had rehashed that text here because you read that before. And so obviously the civil service and Dr. Stan made this innuendo the other day when he said that the government is being used as an employment agency. But why I say that, as I listen to the different conversations, my mind also jumped on the sustainable development goals and the debt for nature swap and the carbon credits scenario. And then we would look at the other answers, we would say they're sparsely populated. We're not looking at the carbon credits that they offset and using that to monetary gain to enhance infrastructure and decentralize and kind of not depopulate NASA, but let's say repopulate, because depopulate would mean the kill of the people. But we see the lack of prudency with sustainable development goals. Jeff said that he didn't think NASA has too much people. I think it has too much people. But also, nobody, or all the geniuses are not looking at the term overdevelopment and the rewilding or the reforestation, even though a place like Old Fort Bay and Lipa Key, they set an example of development in that they have a lot of greenery and scenery. So what happens is NASA is very confined, and no imbecile is talking about putting a moratorium on how much buildings and infrastructure could go into NASA. They have certain requirements they implemented, but people are still cutting down trees here and there indiscriminately, and there's no ordinances. You have people still selling coal. So what I'm saying is, we look at the runaway spending with government. They could do a number of things to cut costs. All right. Nobody's really interested in healthcare, you know, because you got people riding around in government cars. You got people getting paid when they shouldn't be. There's all kinds of things going on in government that shouldn't be going on. I don't have to get into all of the details, but there's a lot of BS going on. And then there's the excuse when it comes to the poor people, the person who questioned whether somebody's taxes should be implemented. I mean, give me a break. The rich people will always cry when they're being taxed. But what I'm saying is, listen, so much people, what about the poor guy who gets caught with liberty drugs and go to court and pay ridiculous fine? He's paying the tax also. Mm-hmm. So, and the fact that we have a public amounts committee, because I don't call it accounts committee, and we don't know what the government is doing with the money. There's no accountability with the Freedom of the Disinformation Act. You see what I'm saying? Because by the time they implement it, we'll be getting known disinformation, because everybody who does statistics know there's a way to fudge and dredge data.
I appreciate you, 52. This text says, this rock called the Bahamas is very expensive. Every single in this country, I guess single person in this country, is unbelievable high. The majority of the country live on unlivable salary. How we make it, no one knows. Add more tax? How? Where? There needs to be a balance, and then you can think about adding tax. Be short money, though, Quentin.
Yeah, we are, but I don't think that it is a matter of adding more tax. What about the taxes? What about if I give you $100, right, and then you come back and ask me for another $100, I need to know where the $100 would I give you first before we could move on to something else. You catch what I'm saying? How are you managing what you've borrowed, what the government has borrowed before? So we look at that first, and based on what they've done with that before, then we could say, okay, we have to put a tax.
Okay, into a quick break here. Let me just read this. Callers, don't hang up. Or call back on the next side of the break. This texter, the blogger said, we have to implement a sugar tax. And I know the government mentioned that recently, Dr. Davil. Just talk. No one implemented this yet. That should be already implemented. Say foreigners should not be able to buy up so much real property. Real property is something that is big in the Bahamas. Someone is buying up all the property. It's being advertised globally. We're seeing private islands being sold and the government's making their profits, but it's making it hard for Bahamians to afford land. But nobody's having that conversation. This is Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we'll continue this conversation. I want you to comment on what I just said just now. Callers, I see you. When I come back from the break, I come going straight to you all. If you're all on hold, I'll go straight to you and go through you. Guardian Radio AM, we'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. I read this text and go straight to the phone lines. It says, good morning, Mr. Nuri and guests. We can run the Bahamas more efficiently with benefits. Nassau have too much population and we need to establish structure, including family islands. Town planning is essential and many of us have visited developed countries so we can do better, Selah. Next text says, good morning. We have to do a tax for government officials overspending the people's money without accountability or cut the cabinet minister's pay. The solution is income tax. It says many of these callers who are talking about our family islands do not have a clue about our family islands. They only live here in New Providence for all of their lives. They do not understand the family islands are much more valuable than New Providence. Let's go to the callers. The callers. Guardian Radio AM, go ahead, caller. Caller, you're live.
You're live, caller, you're live.
I can hear you.
Caller.
Okay, let's move to the next one. Guardian Radio AM, go ahead.
Yes, hi, Nuri, and to your guest.
Go ahead. See.
Yeah, you can talk. We can hear you.
Okay, see Alan gone. Let's continue with the and tell the people call back again. Say, introduce ride sharing. We know there's a number of debate that is happening now about ride sharing. And this, the blogger is saying, Alex Andre is saying that the taxi system doesn't serve the public. Right, and we had a taxi cab union here the other day, and they said they started their own taxi ride share process. They're saying that When they start their ride sharing, it can be the same price as a taxi driver, so it's not going to be different. Just that they will be picking up anyone, and you can use the app. And remember, Behemoth said ride sharing is supposed to be cheaper. That's why they're taking advantage of ride sharing. And the taxi cab union said the government set the price. So there ain't going to be no negotiating with the price. Let's go back to the callers again. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM, you live?
Hello?
Hello, you live?
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Great. Listen, man, I heard some comments earlier about the situation with the hospital being built and who should be able to dictate and not, right? All I want to say to the caller then, and also to the show and the Bahamian public. We have a sovereign country, all right? Our biggest partner is the United States government, but we supposed to make our own decision. Most of the callers were saying, like, what the ambassador say, we got to fall in place. The problem with that is, that's why we in the situation we in now. So Lyndon Pillen, when he was the prime minister, ambassador made a statement. If he didn't deport her, he made it shut up. You cannot, and then we talk about whether Mr. Trump is a racist or not. They don't know the history. I asked Glennis and Martin to put in with a curriculum foreign affairs, because foreign affairs, a lot of people is lack of it. Now, to say that Donald Trump is a racist is just pure stupidity. You could go back to Charlottesville 2017 when he made a statement of Virginia, Charlottesville, Virginia, 2017, when Ku Klux Klan's march on the statement he made. He had apartments where black people couldn't go. Hey. And him and Europe, they are fascist and racist. We are an important country. You cannot let the United States dictate to us, okay? They take our airspace. We don't get paid for that. You know, the Arctic base, they test nuclear bombs there. We nothing want collateral damage.
So, caller.
See, yeah.
You're making a statement that you think Donald Trump is or is not a racist.
He's just a racist.
Okay. Just checking.
I don't like y'all talking about...
We're not going to say that.
Thank you very much, Cole. I appreciate it. I don't like how y'all be talking with the President of the United States, you know. And mind you, I know y'all have y'all opinions, you know.
Yeah.
But we got to watch what we say on radio.
Well, I didn't say it.
I didn't watch it.
That's why I corrected him. Be careful with that. We're not talking about that. We're not getting into that, okay? We want to stick on our country. That's what we want to stick on, okay?
Let's finish reading this text. I have a large number of technical callers on. It says, the Bahamas is just one election away from having a government administration that is fully prepared for the digital age. The new incoming administration not only understands the emerging economies, but also has a team members who can actively contribute to building these new economies. We in the FNM welcome intelligent public debate, and our team members stand ready to engage. That's, I guess, an FNM promotion there. Go ahead, caller, Guiding Radio AM.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, I call about this development scheme that we always seem to exclude the islands. And it's only because we want to use the same mindset that we built the Bahamas.
That's the only mindset we have. We have nobody with any new mindset.
We have spent billions of dollars in educating, both locally and international.
And this is the result we have so far?
No, because what we have is we have leadership that is cemented in the past and then eyes of the future.
Alan, we have generations of leadership, and it comes to the same conclusion. If the FNM happens to win the election, it'll be the same thing. We know that.
When the FNM...
We can go by the past. We only go by the past.
What have
the FNM done in the past to show that they will do something different?
We can't be duplicitous in our statements concerning how leadership changes the world around us, and then we come back to saying FNM or PLP, like if though these are vehicles govern the country. Leadership that utilize these vehicles govern the country. And those leadership is who have led us to where we are today.
So you're saying that Mr. Pintad has proven to be different than all of the previous leaders?
Yes, he has demonstrated that. You should come and ask Grand Bahamians, PLP, FNMs, DNAs, COIs, whatever. They will verify for his form of leadership on the ground and in the community and in encouraging development on Grand Bahama in this micro environment. So it isn't like you have to question it. This is why you see the PLP continuously focus on the past rather than going mono e mono to see about where we go from here in the forward. Because that will determine who we are, not looking back, but driving forward. That's why the rearview mirror is so much smaller than your windshield.
I think because the PLP is doing a good job.
It's for going forward. But just let me speak on the development aspect.
Go ahead.
There's billions of dollars available. In fact, not billions, trillions. Now, if $1 million is a year, $1 billion is 1,000 years, and $1 trillion is 1,000,000 years. And so when you begin to look at the new monies in the economy that's available, just Donald Trump alone, in the passing of the Genius Act, basically has almost made an initiative that will put 37 million years of money, $37 trillion, into the economy. If you understand the redefining of financial service and banking that allows us to build. Let me ask you a question, Senator Nui. Nui, can you say something in the House of Assembly that's not true, and if you don't withdraw it, you will be make you resign?
Yeah, ma'am.
Or to have it not challenged. Well, in May of this year, a promise was made for land banking and a housing revolution by Michael Pintard, and no one challenged him on it because it's true. You can't challenge the truth. The problem is we don't want to talk about how to achieve these things. And understand it, Michael Pintard himself personally is not going to be doing these things. We are as a people, we as a community. So those of us like myself and others in the FNM that knows, challenge us to prove. Prove what you're saying could be done. And then show us out. Because it's when we don't put these ideas and these things to be tested in the community, in the public domain, then you keep going to the default. The Out Islands is ripe for opportunity. What keeps us from development? Access for behemoths to resources. Well, the world has changed. Resources are now available, but we can't keep looking to yesterday for the resources that's available today. Let's challenge ourselves and begin to discuss tomorrow. Understand this. The future doesn't appear. The future is built.
I appreciate you. The future that doesn't prepare is built. And I agree. We got to be purposeful moving forward. Let's go to this caller before we go. Go ahead, caller. Guy in Radio AM. Call you there. Call Gurren once. Call Gurren twice. Okay. You can hang that one up for me, Kermit. So this text says, good morning. We need to account for who is in the Bahamas. If we don't know who or what we are preparing for in any budget. Ride sharing is a Haitian thing?
Oh, God.
Because immigration will catch the migrants on the Lord. Public buses. We have a great Haitian influx. I'm willing to wager that person is COI. Just me.
Oh, Lord. Why do you feel that?
Anyway. So the last caller is very geopolitically naive. Sovereignty does not exist when a nation cannot defend itself.
I agree.
History teaches that with the emergence of a new geopolitical madman, we have seen sovereignty and international law thrown under the floor.
Wow.
So New Providence is a business system for the rich and for many persons who want to be a part of that system. Many persons living here will never understand this controlled system. Let's go to the call. Let's squeeze this caller in before time, Kermit, please. Go ahead, caller. I'm trying to squeeze you in before we go. Go ahead. You're live.
Hi. Good day, folks. How are y'all doing?
Doing well.
I want to say this quickly. Do you know that Donald Trump, at one point,
the legend,
years before he became a president, he lived in the Bahamas on Paradise Island.
Yes,
he had business over here. You realize that, right?
Yeah, man. I have pictures of him.
He's a good man.
No?
I have pictures of him.
Okay, that man is not a racist.
No, he's not.
Okay, for years and years, he contributed to the investment, the true investment in this country. And we need to appreciate him.
I do.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate you, Carl. Let's read these texts before we go. Let's pump the brakes on the Trump praise and his handling of taxes on imports from other countries. The first thing is that it's a tax on the consumer and not the country that the goods are being imported from. The second is the domestic manufacturers raise the price on their goods to match the price of imports. And why shouldn't they? The third thing is, how is it better if the new deal seems likely worse for the consumers when compared to the old deal? Okay, that's the text there. Let me run through all the text, make sure I get to read things. Nuri, your host said the PLP is doing a good job. Ask him to please explain.
Could they do a better job?
I don't know. Who's they?
Whoever's asking that question.
They didn't say what party they for. I mean, how you got some such? It says, who is eating on the candy, eating candy on the mic? We got to correct that for the next time. Say, we generate more than enough revenue to leakage via corrupt contracts, tax people more, and in years, all that we need money will disappear. Remember, Perry Christie shock and excitement at the $1 billion in new VAT revenue. Okay, whatever that means. Let's read this last text before we go. Let's challenge the FNM C. Allen to explain housing and national development from the digital economy perspective. Thank you very much, Quentin, for joining me today as we talk about what was trending on social media. I thought the blogger Alex Andre was, his post was pregnant. I wanted the listening audience to hear what a number of people were talking about, ideas on where the Bahamas should be focusing on, moving toward. Some very controversial ideas, revolutionary ideas, but we need to have discussion on whether we can implement one or two of these things, whether we can withstand it.
Well, right? I'm going to do a video blog on my social media page about it, and I'm going to talk about it more extensively. A lot of things we talk about, I'm going to do that more extensively online, as I gather my thoughts, because I feel like a lot of things, a lot of questions, I would like to answer, but I didn't, not in this, in that spell.
Yes.
In the social media arena.
Good. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Quentin.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, you too. Okay.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.